Prime Minister Berlusconi delivered most of his address in Italian to a packed House chamber. However, addressing lawmakers in English at the beginning of his speech, he expressed gratitude for the U.S. role in defeating Italian fascism and German Nazism, as well as what he called the struggle against communism, and he drew prolonged applause when he turned to the war on terrorism.
Today, I am still grateful to the United States for the high price in lives you continue to pay in the fight against terrorism, to assure our common security and defend human rights around the world. As I will never tire of repeating, when I see your flag, I do not merely see the flag of a great country. Above all, I see a symbol, a universal symbol of freedom and democracy.
The Italian leader said the September 11, 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States marked the start of a different type of war. This new conflict, he said, is not a clash of states or civilizations or an attack by Islam on the West, which is allied with moderate Islam, but an attack by radical fundamentalists trying to use terrorism against democracies.
Io sono profondamente convinto che per difendere questa frontiera, oltre al generoso impegno,
only a grand alliance of all democracies, said Mr. Berlusconi, can defend what he called a frontier of liberty from international terrorism. Italy has confirmed its intention to withdraw all of its troops from Iraq by the end of the year, a subject that came up in Mr. Berlusconi's talks Tuesday with President Bush at the White House. In his speech to Congress, he noted that Italy has contributed troops to the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, as well as commanding United Nations missions in Kosovo and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Reverting to English again, the Italian leader offered U.S. lawmakers a memory of his father, taking him to a cemetery containing the graves of U.S. soldiers killed in fighting during World War II.
In showing him those crosses, that father made his son vow never to forget the ultimate sacrifice those young American soldiers had made for his freedom. That father made his son vow eternal gratitude to that country. That father was my father, and that young man was me.
Prime Minister Berlusconi's address came as U.S. lawmakers are preoccupied both with the situation in Iraq and the controversy over the pending U.S. port management deal with Dubai Ports World, a company owned by the government of the United Arab Emirates. He faces a tough battle for re-election in Italy next month. Other foreign leaders addressing Congress in recent years include British Prime Minister Tony Blair, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Spain's former Prime Minister Jose Maria Aznar, and Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.